The Andy Finn Show is back, and we're talking about Bill O'Reilly and the ways in which his 20% lenses allow him to skew information while all the time convincing himself that he's somehow in a no-spin zone. So it turns out that what Joe Biden said on This Week was very, very selectively edited. Joe Biden started by saying, back in January, I introduced a bill that we should have an independent commission to take a look at this. Not only Guantanamo, but Abu Ghraib and the rest of the prison system. Make a recommendation to the United States Congress, and let's deal with it openly. Because this has become the greatest, and then he goes on, this has become the greatest propaganda tool. So O'Reilly starts with the notion that there are people that are milking the prisoner abuse scandal for partisan purposes, and then he cites Biden, and he jumps in the middle of the quote, not about the investigation, but that Biden says that it's a great propaganda tool. He leaves out the part about the commission at the beginning, and then at the end, Biden says again, I think that we should have a commission to make our recommendations so that everyone is saying the same thing, and it's not just me or others espousing a point of view, but there's a rationale and an end to it. And then he says, I think we will end up shutting it down, moving those prisoners, and those we have reason to keep, and those we don't let go. Well, O'Reilly paints this as Biden being on this far left piece that doesn't, that's anti-Bush. And then O'Reilly ends his commentary by saying that he steals Biden's proposal and says, quote, the Bush administration should set up an independent commission to investigate American detainee policy across the board. The president must take the offensive on this, or else the country's image will continue to suffer and jihadists and their enablers will win another victory. And that's the memo. So he cuts Biden's quote up, quotes him out of context, takes out two sections where he talks about there should be an investigation, mocks Biden, and then ends up taking Biden's position and claiming it as his own, there should be an investigation. I mean, you talk about chutzpah. I don't think I am ready for prime time. That is, I don't think I could make it at the level Bill O'Reilly has, because I wouldn't have the nerve to try and pull that. It's breathtaking. The man's amazing.
Now, I'm reading this. I'm tearing the newspaper up as I'm reading the damn thing. Now, the judge, Margot Botsford, is a notorious left-wing kook who has been serving on the bench in Massachusetts since being appointed by Michael Dukakis.
Now, you notice the reporter in him, a notorious left-wing kook. Now, this story about Margaret Botsford takes something she said out of context. This came a year ago on O'Reilly's... Oh, no, I'm sorry. This came just 3 days ago on O'Reilly's radio show. And he cites an article in the Christian Science Monitor where Botsford, who was an assistant district attorney at the time, said, quote, abuse is not always painful or unpleasant. Now, what Botsford was doing was making the case for extending the statute of limitations on prosecuting child abuse crimes, because she was arguing that children don't always realize when it happens that they've been abused, that it's not always so painful, I'm not talking a beating, we're talking sexual abuse. And kids, because it can be a parent or a friend or a loved one, kids often don't realize until later that it's a terrible crime. And so in the course of saying this, the words she chose in the interview were, quote, abuse is not always painful or unpleasant. But she was making a case to extend the statute of limitations so they could prosecute these monsters even years after they committed their crimes. O'Reilly takes that quote and runs with it.
At every turn, Margot Botsford has been soft on child sexual predators. Every time. Every time. Let me just read you one more quote from this Margot Botsford. This is back in 1988. She told a Christian Science Monitor, quote, abuse is not always painful or unpleasant.
What? Yeah. What? No, no, no. Say it again.
She told a Christian Science Monitor in 1988, as she was Assistant District Attorney of Middlesex County, Massachusetts, Margot Botsford, quote, abuse is not always painful or unpleasant.
Then why would it be called abuse?
Right. Just want to get you an idea of why.
That's incredible.
It is. The whole thing is
unbelievable.
Why Jessica's Law has to happen.
It is unbelievable because it's not the way it happened. So the July 21st, 1988 edition of the Christian Science Monitor had an extended piece about this that started with, quote, State Senator Carol Amick's proposal for a 10-year extension proved controversial to a number of state senators who were lawyers. Evidence class is one of the first classes you take in law school, and you learn that the fresher evidence is in your mind, the better your memory it is, Ms. Hayes says. Now, this is somebody saying that it might be problematic to have a 10-year extension of the statute of limitations on child abuse. And then the discussion goes on that it's easier to accept an extended statute of limitation for criminal cases where you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, et cetera, that someone has abused you. Okay. She points out the burden of proof rests on the plaintiff's shoulders in civil cases as well as criminal. So it's a back and forth about the wisdom of extending the statute of limitations 10 years. And Margot Botsford says, quote, in the context of this conversation, quote, a child often does not come forward with charges of sexual abuse because of threats or intimidation by the abuser. Abuse is not always painful or unpleasant, is the way she chose to phrase it, says Margot Botsford of Ningadu. And another woman chimed in, another guy chimed in, quote, parents of abused children may do it under the guise that it's normal, acceptable behavior, so children don't see it as wrongful right away. So that's the context of the conversation. And the Christian Science Monitor, by using the full quote, made it clear that Margot Botsford was not defending sexual abuse in any way. She was arguing that since kids don't always recognize it when it happens, extending the statute of limitations can be a good thing. Let's go back to Bill O'Reilly.
You cannot let children's safety be in the hands of judges because there are too many bad judges.
It's incredible. Well, she says stuff like that, and then a year later, Dukakis appoints her?
Yeah, I have a question just in regard to that guy's statement. Is it?
Now, this is his radio show this week. And when he cited this quote, a caller calls in and says, gee, don't you think it's possible it was taken out of context? And we know, because I've read you the piece, that it was taken out of context. Here is Mr. Know-It-All.
Possibly taken out of context in that he was meaning, you know, even though a child's not aware that they're being injured or damaged or harmed, that they're still...
You're talking about the judge's statement that abuse is not always harmful. It's a she, by the way. Look,
okay, but,
John,
I mean, is that possible?
It's, sure it is.
Condemning that?
It's absolutely possible. It's absolutely possible this statement was taken out of context by the Christian Science Monitor. I am taking it from their report.
Okay, so he's saying they might have made the mistake, but I didn't. And I just think that that's hilarious because we know that the Christian Science Monitor, because it's a journalistic enterprise with an editor and somebody to monitor what goes on, they're going to get it right 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, and they did. Instead, he sees it as if it was taken out of context, then it was the Christian Science Monitor that did it. This is really too funny, except he's talking about child abuse and getting it R-O-N-G wrong. Let him wrap up.
However, the history of this woman has been to be sympathetic to violent pedophiles since she's been on the bench and since she was a prosecutor in Massachusetts. That's her history. You see, if it walks like a duck, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're quacked if it walks like a duck. So Bill O'Reilly is once again our right-wing talk show host of the week. he is so far out there and so biased that there's no one else. Even Rush doesn't rise to this level these days, in my opinion. But we're coming to the end of the Andy Finn Show, so I'm going to close off here. You're not even going to hear all of right-wing talk show hosts. You're only going to hear a smidgen.
Right-wing talk show host, ignorant talk show host.
Hey. That's it for another edition of the Andy Finn Show. We'll be back next week on Thursday night. Until then, remember, do it. Don't doubt it.